God has taken Max and Sherry Greiner on an incredible spiritual journey, resulting in literally hundreds of authentic, documented miracles. The Greiners' continuing spiritual pilgrimage, which began in September of 1976, has been the subject of newspaper, magazine, book, radio, television, and internet coverage around the world. In 1989, the artist began receiving invitations to share his remarkable testimonies at meetings, churches, universities, and seminaries across America. Often, when Max would share his usual stories, the Holy Spirit would work more miracles as he testified about Jesus and prayed publicly. These classic messages describe timeless spiritual truths, which Max illustrates with actual contemporary miracles. In many cases, these miracles have been documented and witnessed by hundreds of people who were present at the time. If you have ever wondered if God still supernaturally intervenes in today's world, or you need your own miracle, or you desire a richer walk with God, the Greiner's testimony will bless you. Max's powerful testimony and his internationally collected Christian artwork are well known. For more information on his art or other inspiring messages from the Kerrville, Texas artist, please visit his website at www.maxgreinerart.com. That's www.maxgreinerart.com. We believe God will touch you as you hear this testimony. We pray now in the name of Jesus Christ that the following true testimony will be used by God to bless you more than you can imagine. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Good evening. I see a lot of faces that I know, and a lot of friendly faces, which I appreciate a lot of you being here tonight and praying for me. I'm Max Greiner, as I've been introduced. I thank you for the privilege of being here this evening. I'd like to share some testimony first, and then maybe answer some questions that I know are raised by the testimony that I have. And then at the end of that, we'll just pray and ask the Holy Spirit to do whatever He wants to do. And I know He's already here and already started, so we'll just pray that He continues. And what is His will for this evening for each one of us? I think God's going to do something tonight, because I've had some confirmations even today as I prepared for this sharing. We've had the golden particles that maybe some of you have been hearing about have been appearing on me since about 2:30 today while I've been working on this. And that's the positive confirmation. The negative confirmation is our family's been under warfare for about 2 days, coming against my wife and my daughter. And so they're not with us right now, so pray for them. And it seems like whenever I go out, sometimes the enemy comes in with a counterattack. But I'm determined to walk the walk God's given us. So I'm here. But I appreciate your prayers for our family. Tonight I'm going to share some of the amazing things that have been happening and related to basically this rather unique manifestation of golden dust or golden particles that have been occurring in our life since March. I'm going to have to leave out a lot of details about the salvations and the baptisms and the healings and the deliverances and things that have coincided, because I don't have time to give the detail of all that because there's so much. But know that's happening simultaneous with the manifestations of these golden particles. Let me first explain kind of how this all began here in Kerrville, the part that we know. First of all, some of you may know that I'm an artist and painter, sculptor, and jeweler, and have been kind of called by the Lord, basically, as the song said tonight, to prepare the way for the coming King. Most recently, June 8, 1998, God commissioned me supernaturally, and I don't have time to go into all the details tonight, but to do a sculpture of Jesus Christ returning in glory on a white horse from Revelation 19. There was first a vision that I had. And again, I come from Baptist roots, and Baptists don't have visions real easy, but that's what I had. And then I had a test that was a $400,000 test, that something was put in front of me that I could either do what I knew God called me to do, or I could take the money. And I turned down $400,000, and that's a story in itself if I ever get the chance to share it. And then I had four supernatural confirmations, as somebody said, one for each $100,000. Then finally, after I got those confirmations, I accepted the commission with the Lord, which at that moment didn't have any money with it, but I knew it was the Lord. And so I'm working on a small version of the sculpture first, and then be doing 18-foot-tall bronze of Jesus returning in glory on a white horse in all of his glory. So pray for me about that. We entered a season of warfare about the same time, and again, we've been living in warfare ever since we prayed for the experience called the baptism of the Holy Spirit. But it's intensified, and it's been stronger. In 24 years of marriage, we haven't had it as tough as we've had it in this last year. On March the 6th, 1999, Saturday night, things were so bad that I'd given up praying in English. I bound everything I knew to bind, and I cast everything I knew to cast, and I prayed everything I knew to pray. And I ran out, and I went up to our bedroom in the studio, and I prayed in tongues. And I just said, God, I give up. I don't know how else to pray anymore. This is coming against our family, and I'm trying to do this sculpture, like you said, but it's not working. At 9:10, I started praying. At 9:30, 20 minutes later, the phone rings, and it's our Methodist friend Jim Beard in College Station. He said God had woken him up at 3 a.m. this morning and said that he needed to go to Kerrville to pray for us. He said, is that right? And I said, yeah, what time can you get here? And he said, okay, well, I'll be there in the morning. I told him that we were under attack, and God had already told him about that. And he's been a mentor in our life over the years. He called his church and told him that he couldn't even teach that morning. He was a Sunday school teacher, but he said, I've got to go to Kerrville. God sent him to Kerrville. So he came to Kerrville, but before he did, he prayed with us over the telephone and asked God to help us. And then, as almost an afterthought, he was about to hang up the phone. He said, oh, by the way, something really interesting has happened. My wife, Darlene, has just returned from a ladies' conference. I believe Women's Aglow, I'm not sure, but a ladies' conference in Houston, Texas. And a Pentecostal lady was speaking, and as she spoke, God covered her and the whole audience with fine gold, a mist of fine golden dust or particles that just settled on everybody in the audience. And I said, now, Jim, that sounds pretty wild. And he says, yeah, I know. I told Darlene the same thing, and then she showed me her clothes, and then she opened her Bible, and her Bible was covered on the pages that she had open. And I said, well, that's really wonderful and amazing, but that's happening to you guys, but down here in Kerrville, we got demons. I said, get on down here, please. So Jim arrived the next morning, and I went down to my little downstairs studio bathroom prayer closets. It's an unfinished bathroom, and I was going to make the coffee and get ready for Jim, who was driving in. Already that morning, I noticed there was a breakthrough with Sherry, and something had changed in the whole situation. I walked downstairs to that bathroom, and I went in there where I pray a lot, and I looked down, and there was a sparkle on the floor. And I looked at that, and I said, no, that couldn't be. That couldn't be what Jim was talking about last night on the telephone. I said, I'm going to go get my jeweler's goggles. So I went back, and I got those. When I came back, there were more particles all over the floor. I went to get Sherry, and I came down, and there was more all over the floor. I went to get our daughter, Diana Shea, who's 14, and she came down, and we all looked at it. She said, look, Daddy, it's up here on the counter, too. It's all over by the sink. It just seemed to be multiplying as we were watching it. In that room, eventually, God covered the floor and the door and the wall and the door frame and the door molding and the top of the doors with literally hundreds and hundreds of tiny gold particles. That are just barely able to see with the naked eye, but the whole room just kind of filled up with God's glory, and we weren't sure what to make of it. And the interesting thing is, we weren't praying for gold; we were praying for Jesus. We were praying for help and intervention into our situation, And but Jim came, and we met him at Mama Sita's, and then he came over to the house, and he prayed for Sherry and I. And as he prayed for Sherry, little golden particles formed on the floor around where he was praying. And so that's how it began at our house. And we weren't quite sure what to make of it, but we knew it was God. And on Monday, March the 9th, I went into Kerr Business Services, Randy and Nancy Scroggins here, that y'all know and love, and shared this rather wild story with them. And I believe, if I remember right from my prayer journal, Nancy found one gold little sparkle even as we were sharing with her about that. Then at 5:05 p.m., warfare continued at home, and there was a season when really we didn't see too much of it. Occasional specks that were around. We weren't exactly sure what it was for, why it was here, what we're supposed to do with it, but it was a good reminder as we went through the warfare that I could go into that bathroom and I could see the glory of God all over the bathroom. And so it helped us in the struggle that we were in. On Sunday, May the 23rd, after church, my pastor, Dr. Robbie Carpenter, that's here, brought his precious family over to the studio to see the studio and to see this manifestation in this bathroom. And they looked at that, and I believe it was David, Robbie's son, that said, "Look, it's all up here. Up, look at the size of the door," I believe it was, or further up on the wall. And there was even more of the particles. But we shared that with them. And then we, on May the 31st, we went outside, and the first time it got out of the house, Sherry walked out to the carport, and it was out on the carport, spread all over the ground, and then she looked down in her pants, and it was all over her black pants. And we still were in a season of warfare. June gets here, and during a drive to College Station for some ministry, we're driving in the car with our teenager, 14-year-old, that some of you know, Diana Shea, and we're talking about God and all this stuff, and we look over, and there on our daughter's forehead is one single spot. And I said, "Sherry, look at Shay's forehead." And we both look, and we go, "Nah, couldn't be." You know, not on our teenager, but sure enough, God had put a little gold particle right on her forehead. And so it continued. On June the 6th, we were over at the Methodist Encampment Church worshiping over there, and we looked around on the floor, and there was, as we worshiped, there was golden particles on the floor. I know, Lee, you were there in front of us. And since that was a church we hadn't been to, we were there because our church was remodeling. We thought, well, maybe that possibly is glitter, that some pageant or something was going on, and there was glitter. But I said, "Okay, Lord, if that's not glitter, and this is really you, put a one of those little golden sparkles right there on Sherry's forearm as I'm watching." And I just sat there and watched her arm for about 5 minutes, and a little golden particle formed on her forearm. So the rest of the service, we just kind of looked like a couple of monkeys looking for fleas. We just were looking, and everybody, you know, working at their hands and watching. But it just seemed to follow us. We got home, and there was more at the house. And Sherry lifted up her Bible, and there was more under her Bible in the dining room. On June the 6th, Dr. Wayne Rux brought his family over, and he was going to be my model for my sculptures. I've used Wayne in the past for my sculptures of Christ, and I was using him for the coming king, and we showed them the house and the gold, and Sherry kept the baby while we kind of gave him a tour. And when we came back, Wayne's wife, Lisa, said, "Look, there's a little golden particle on the baby, Madison, that they had." And we said, "Well, that's neat." And so we prayed and blessed the family, and later they got home. And then they called on June the 14th and said that ever since they were at the house, that gold had been appearing on the baby every day since we were there and since we prayed. So the gold manifestation began to transfer, and the anointing seemed to increase. On June 25th, 99, I was picking up my daughter from cheerleader practice, and we were supposed to take her to another party with another little girl, and as I do, I talk a lot, but I asked the other two girls, "Has God told you, or has Shay told you about the gold?" And they said, "No, what gold dust?" And so I just told them a few minutes about the gold dust, and they said, they just started asking hundreds of questions about God and Jesus and everything. And I said, "Wait, I'm supposed to be taking y'all to a party." And they said, "Well, can't we just have a party, God party at your house and forget the other party?" And I can't go into all the details of that, basically, because it's an exciting deal of how God really got a hold of two little girls. Jennifer Stone and Jenna Keith were the two little girls. But basically, for 3 hours, we brought them back to our house, talked about God. We prayed for them. They're both from a Baptist background. They received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, spoke in tongues, and as they did, God put gold on them. And so I went and got some scotch tape and picked it up and put it on a little card and gave it to them. And they were just so excited. And now this is like 11, 12 o'clock, and I'm just started at 6, so we've been going with these two kids, with these three kids. And but they, I find out later, they went up to their bedroom, and I don't know, 12 o'clock, 1 a.m., 2 a.m., I don't know. They were all so excited. But they went up there, and they decided to pray for the gold dust and to see if it would manifest. So they turned off the light. They got in their bed there, and all three of them just said, God, would you let us see this gold? Turned on the light. After 10 minutes, they said, nothing. And one of them said, and I don't know which one of them it was, but one of them said, maybe we need to be praying for Jesus, not for gold dust. And that sounded like that was good theology to those 14-year-olds. And so they turned the light back off, and they prayed for Jesus, turned the light back on, and there it was on their wall above their head. And so from that kind of began with the teenagers at the high school. And people, the word started getting out. And I guess it was June 27th, the next thing happened. We were at our church, and I'm sitting there at the church, and I look around. We're praising and worship, and the visitors next to us are starting to be covered in gold where we're sitting. And I didn't know these people, but I looked at the little girl. She's about 12, and I said, punched my wife, Sherry, and I said, look, golden sparkles are starting to form all over this little girl. And it was all over her arms and her legs and her dress and her. And then I looked over, and then it started appearing on her daddy. And you know, and Sherry says, you be careful about what you're looking. That little girl, her daddy's going to think you're weird. You know, you're over there. And I said, but look at all that on them. And so finally the service ended, and I introduced myself, and I said, look, I don't know you. We're the Griners, and but do you know your daughter, and you have gold all over you, golden dust particles? And they goes, no, I didn't. I started showing them, and they go, the daddy goes, well, we must have got into some glitter on the way to church. And I said, well, maybe so, but we've been seeing some strange stuff, and we've been seeing this, and let me just, for whatever reason, let me just pray and ask God to bless you. So I prayed for these two strangers, and we just had asked God to bless them. And then on July the 2nd, I walked into that bathroom again, and there was more gold, and I just kind of said, praise God. And my daughter heard me, and she said, Daddy, why did you say that? And I told her, I said, honey, you don't realize how fortunate we are that God is materializing this golden dust in our house. And as I made that profession, I looked down, and there was gold down below my feet. And there's something that has to do with the witnessing of this and the proclaiming of Jesus that makes this work. The manifestation with us, at least, left Kerrville with us on I guess it was July the 12th, 1999, we went to the Christian Booksellers Convention in Orlando, Florida. And I had my small version of the sculpture of the coming king there, and plus my divine servant, fisherman, the other big bronzes in this 20-foot booth. And the first day, a lady came by, Mary Harder, and she was pregnant, and she were talking and witnessing and sharing with her. I looked down, and there was gold on her baby that was still inside of her on her dress. And I said, look at that. And shocked her. We prayed. We blessed her. A little later, Paul Crouch came by with Trinity Network. God brought him right into the booth, and God led him to buy and order the first 18-foot Coming King bronze sculpture for out in California. And that answered the prayer and gave us someone, because we had to have somebody that buy one of these before I could afford to do it. And so that happened, and we shared with him about the gold and showed him the piece of it that I had on a piece of tape in my prayer journal. He had never heard anything of it. And then Dominic Zangala and Bill Jones with the Jewish Messianic Ministries right down the way, God had me stop there and ask them a question. And they had been part of the revival that was going on in Georgia. And anyways, Dominic put this prayer shawl on me that you see and prayed over me. And after we told him about what was happening, because God sovereignly started it here in Kerrville, just like he sovereignly started it in some other places. And so we had a chance to touch part of the revival that was already going on, even though we didn't know these people at the time. Then a lady on July 15th, 10:30 a.m., walked in. Her name was Zan Mingle. We shared testimony. She was going through a crisis, a divorce situation. I prayed for her. I had my eyes closed. I was in my booth. She started vibrating and shaking like she had an electric wire, and I opened my eyes because I was in a booth with people all around and my bronzes and my tables, and I opened my eyes, and as she starts to go over, gold forms on her, and she hits the floor, and And all the other ladies all dressed up at the CBA convention are looking at this other lady laying in the booth, and she's got a big grin on her face, you know, laying there on the floor. And I told them, I said, it's okay, ladies. I think God's just doing something here for this lady. And anyway, so she stayed down there on the floor while all the other people came in and out of my booth. And, you know, and that was kind of interesting at the CBA show. That doesn't happen too much over there. Then Marianne Severson. Some of you probably know that on the Shepherd Shop in San Antonio, they had been hearing rumors about what was happening with the Grinders in Kerrville. And she came up and she said, tell me about this. And at the time, Dominic was still standing there, and I shared a little bit of testimony with her. And she said, oh, well, pray for me. And I said, well, sure. So we just held hands and prayed for her and looked at her hands, and gold started forming on her hands right in front of her eyes, these little particles. And then the Holy Spirit said, pull up her sleeve. And she had a long-sleeve shirt on, I mean, a long-sleeve jacket. And she pulled her sleeve up, and up and down her sleeve were hundreds of golden particles. Well, I mean, she just went wild. She said, I got to find Joel, and went running out of the booth, you know, full speed down the aisles, waving her hands in the air, and all dressed up now, I remember, very dignified. The next thing that happened, at 4:50 p.m., Mary Harder comes back with her 13-year-old niece, the lady that had been there before, and I felt like God said, give her one of our testimony tapes, it's my daughter's story. And so I reached to grab tape number 7 and handed it to her. And as I said, I bless you in Jesus' name with this. Gold formed on her, or this gold dust formed on her right at that instant. And she looked at her hands. And I remember she just went, just hyperventilating like that. And her eyes got about as big as saucers. And she looked at her all over her hands. So we prayed and blessed her. I had no idea what God was doing there. But that was something. He sure got her attention. And that whole day, Sherry, my wife, had the gold all over her hands, all over her arms. And it was around my booth. And she'd go in, when she'd go to the restroom or whatever and wash her hands, she'd come back out, and it'd come right back. She could wash it off, and it'd come right back. And she was literally covered that day with hundreds and hundreds all day long. And about the last minute, we found out that this phenomena was happening at 3 booths at CBA, to our knowledge, and there's 1,000 booths there. This is a giant show. I went over to the booth, and it was the publisher that publishes the books of the lady, the Pentecostal lady, Ruth Ward Heflin, and then a Southern Baptist pastor named Dr. Bob Shattles. This publisher publishes their books, and apparently they were there at the CBA, but we didn't get to meet them. But right at the last, I went over there and met the publisher and McDougal, and there was still gold all over the booth. And the lady just reached her hand up under one of the tables there and ran her hand and held it up in the air, and there was just hundreds of little gold particles all over the place. But for whatever reasons, I think that that's where the manifestation was occurring at the CBA, was at our 3 booths. So we returned to Texas, and on Sunday the 18th, something really neat happened. We were at Sherry's house with her family, spent the night. Relatives came over. Some of them were from Roman Catholic background, but born again Roman Catholics. As a matter of fact, also prayed for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We prayed with them before. And we're asking all kind of great theological questions. And we sit there for an hour and a half answering questions about God and Jesus and salvation. And my daughter, Diana Shea, looks and says, Daddy, look at Mama. And I looked over at Sherry, and the top of her chest and her neck was covered in hundreds of little golden particles. And there was one big piece right in the middle of all those hundreds. And I said, has anybody got some scotch tape? I'm going to get that one. And and so I went over to her and got that tape and pulled it off. And it was a pretty big piece. Most of them are very, very tiny, but this one was like 3/32 of an inch long. Big piece that we got, and so I kind of captured that one. But we came on home, and then when I was cleaning out the Suburban after this trip, I pulled the seat back, and where Diana Shea was sitting, there was gold underneath her seat, underneath between the seat and the floor, if you can believe that. And it just was kind of showing up everywhere. I had to immediately go to the Southwest Regional National Religious Broadcasters Convention in Dallas, and Sherry stayed home to wash the dirty clothes, and Diana Shea went with me to help me. And I can't go into all of the detail there, but lots of divine appointments, shared this manifestation with lots of the top leaders in the world, including the head of the Southern Baptist radio, television deal in the whole world. And I've really complicated his life, he says. Every time he comes up to me, I get his life complicated. But but anyways, he says, man, I got to go back and pray about this. I said, good, do that. Bless him, Lord. But what was neat at that show, there was a lot of young people there. There were interns to be in the ministry of, with radio and television. And we just started blessing those kids, and gold just started appearing on each one of them, this golden dust, whatever it is. And And I mean, it was just like God wanted to put it on the children, on the young people, every one of them. I mean, it just, all you had to do is say, bless them in Jesus' name, and it appeared. And so we got on back, and the whole time, by the way, it was on Shay, or Diana Shay, like it was on her mother at CBA. But this time it was on my dad. Every time I turned her hands over, her hands were covered in this golden particles, no matter how many times she washed them. I mean, she was getting bored with it. I'd grab her, drag her around, and turn her hand over and show everybody, and, you know, no big deal to her. She sees miracles at our house all the time, so it's a big deal, Daddy. But it's a big deal to us, you know, former Baptists. And but anyways, we get the anointing seems to increase. And on July the 27th of this year, we're losing some power there, sounds like? No? Okay. I knew I had to get this stuff tested to find out exactly what it was. And so I called an agnostic friend of mine, scientist, and asked him about how to do it, and he just was blown away by the fact that I had this stuff manifesting, and he could not follow it in his brain. He's a brilliant guy. I worked with Southwest Research, and anyways, he said to get a major university, and it's going to cost a couple thousand dollars to get it tested, and he says, but if this is really what you say, and it's coming the way you say, you need to call 60 minutes right now. Just hang up the phone and call 60 minutes, and I said, whoa, not so fast. We're taking this one step at a time. Anyways, we did send it off for testing. And matter of fact, if I could, I'll even pass around the report we got back from Texas A&M so you can be looking at it, and I'll explain what it is here in just a second. Let me just pass that around. Okay. It started happening over and over, and I can't go into detail of all the different times, but one interesting thing that happened is right after that we went to my grandfather's funeral, who's 94, Christian in Houston, and we were there, and at the dinner with the family before the funeral, we were sharing about this, and almost everybody that we prayed for, God put this golden particles on all these people. And I had one aunt that lived a pretty wealthy life. She was blessed and has always had a lot of wealth around her. I went up to her and I said, Aunt Betty, would you like to receive this manifestation? And she said, I want a lot. And I thought, and I'm not sure that's the right theology here, but she just says, I want a lot. And I said, God bless her in Jesus' name. And looked at her hands, and gold just formed all over her hands just in that instant. My other aunt was sitting there, Aunt Jean, and I said, Aunt Jean, would you like to see this manifestation of God's glory? And she goes, oh, no, God gives given me enough blessings in my life. And I said, well, I just bless you anyway. Yes, you know, go ahead and bless me. So I said, bless her, Lord, in Jesus' name. No golden manifestation. She didn't want it. She didn't get it. Everybody else at the table got it. But she said, no, God, you know, I've had enough. And I explained to her that she wasn't going to cause a brownout in heaven, you know, a power shortage, because we were asking God to put that on her too. But anyways, there was a little bit of lesson there. The aunt that wanted it and said, I want a lot, she got a lot. The aunt that said, I don't want it, she didn't get any. And then I had another relative there that was into a New Age false religion, and apparently a high priest or whatever in that. I'm not sure what her title is, but we had prayed for the funeral that God would do what he wanted to do at the funeral and bring people to Jesus, and she would just stand there at the prayer. And after I left, I found out later that the counter where I was standing was covered in gold sparkles. And they all looked at that after I left, and they said, where'd that come from? That must have been on the counter. And the priestess, or my relative that was in the false religion, she says, no, I just wiped that counter 3 times. and she got down and got to see that it was right there. But the revival, you know, it seems to be God's beginning a revival here. And it's happening all over our house. We have a baby deer. Sherry called me the other night and said, come look at the baby deer, the fawn, which she's feeding with a bottle. Gold all over the rear end of the deer. And this is like at 10 o'clock at night, you know. One of the neat things that happened was on August the 7th, where the revival really kind of kicked off, or what looks like it's heading towards revival, is we went over to Clint Kastner's house to pick up Diana Shay, and there was about 8 teenagers over there, and they had been at a party, and were now over there. And anyways, the lady said, come in. And I was going to just sit in the car and pick up my daughter, but she said, come in. So I went in, and the teenagers all file out, and they said, Mr. Griner, do your bird calls. And I said, oh, okay, I'll do a couple of bird calls. And then I said, but can I tell you something that's a lot more exciting than bird calls? Let me tell you what Jesus has been doing in our life. And I told him a little bit about this goal manifestation. And I said, Diana Shay, go look in the light and see if you have any gold on your hands. And so she trotted into the hallway where the light was, put her hands, and I started hearing all these gasps and oohs and ahs from the teenagers. And the gold was all over Shay's hands. And then God put it on all those teenagers. And suddenly it was forming on seven of those or six of those teenagers right at that minute. And so we, with the parents, well, I walked back into the hallway, and I said, let me see what's going on. They said, look, we've all got it, Mr. Griner. And they were getting real excited. And I said, one little boy, he said, he looked at his hands, and he said, I didn't get blank. Now, he didn't cuss, but he used a word I probably shouldn't say in church. But he said, I didn't get blank. And one of the little girls said, well, you probably because of the way you talk. And I looked at the little boy, and I said, this 14-year-old, I said, do you know Jesus? Do you believe Jesus is God? And he said, yes, sir, I do. And as he stood there and made that profession of faith, the gold formed on his hands. And then I said to these kids, I said, look, for some reason God's done this. I think I'm supposed to bless you guys. And let's all pray. And the parents, the cashier said, wait, let's wake up a little daughter that's asleep in the back room. Get her in on this. I said, oh, it's okay. God, just bless her and put the gold on her in there while she's sleeping, please, Lord, in Jesus' name. So anyways, we pray for these kids. I just bless them in their lives, ask them to just, you know, God to just draw them to himself. And then the door opens, and out comes the staggering younger daughter, asleep, missed all of the whole thing. All the kids grab her hands, flip them over, and they're covered in gold dust. And, you know, she didn't know nothing, but it's all of a sudden it's all over her, and she'd been in bed asleep. And so that really started the kids to going, and they started begging for a Bible study. Now, imagine this. My daughter's really flipped out at this. She's hearing all these kids begging, Mr. Griner, can y'all have a Bible study? Can we have a Bible study? Can we learn more about God? We learned more about Jesus, and I looked at Diana and said, y'all tell Diana Shay over there, and she just was blown away by this, that her peers are begging for a Bible study. So anyhow, it became the talk of the high school. We then went to Chili's restaurant on the 8th after church and worshiped, and it was on Sherry after worship. She goes into the restroom to wash her hands before dinner. She comes out. Before she comes out, she says she looks around on the ground in the Chili's restroom there, and there's gold all around her. On the floor, sparkles. And she said, well, some lady must have been in here with a golden dress. So she takes a step back, and it's just where she's standing. She comes into the table, and it's up and down her arms, both of her arms, hundreds and hundreds of particles all over her hands. And I start looking around there. I said, I got to show this to somebody. Is anybody in this Chili's restaurant I can drag you to? And I spot some people over there, Don and Denise Kampfinkel, D&D Mechanical, and we knew them from the Baptist Church. Take them, Sherry, over there. And they said, guess what today is? And I said, what? She said, the fifth year that I've been healed of cancer after you and Sherry prayed for me. And we said, well, hallelujah, let's bless them, Lord, in Jesus' name. I said, now turn your hands over. And the gold started forming in Denise's hands and the rest of the brothers and sisters and stuff, brothers there, I guess. And then we went back to our table. But it just continued to spread. Nancy and Randy, as we go into the office and share about this, they began to find more and more of the golden particles at Kerr Business Services, where they handle all my I got into that, and I ran into Robbie Carpenter first, and he asked, how you doing? I was so tired and exhausted, I remember just putting my head on his chest, and I looked up, and there was a gold particle formed on his forehead. I believe it was your forehead, wasn't it, Robbie? I think that just, I didn't even get to answer. I just was just exhausted. It just went clunk, and it was on him. And then the Ruxes came up, and they said that ever since they'd been with us, that it's been all over their whole family. And then after the service, Bill Glass spoke, and I went up to him, and he's a friend and collector of my artwork, and I said, Bill, can I just bless you and ask God to increase your ministry? And he said, sure. And so right there at the Methodist Church, everybody standing around, I said, God bless Bill and increase the ministry that he's got and just bless him with your manifest glory. And I said, turn over those big hands. And he turned those big hands over, and the gold started forming right in front of his eyes as he watched. And all he could say was three times was, this is amazing. This is amazing. This is amazing. And so anyways, he saw it. And I said, you do see it, don't you? And he did. And then I looked down, and it was all over my prayer journal. And then that night when I got home, my wife, Sherry, said, pray for the dog. The dog's hurt. And we prayed for the dog and looked at the dog, and there was gold on the dog. But it seemed to increase wherever we would go. At high school registration, all the kids were running up to Sherry and Shay on August the 10th. Sherry prayed for him and a whole bunch of kids. All of a sudden, in line, registration to Sunlight, all of a sudden had this goal and a testimony for Jesus, and they were sharing with everybody. And then at Acapulco Restaurant, we were there, and some of the kids were there, and we prayed, and God put the gold on all four of them. And it just went on and on. Then Randy and Nancy were in the car, and we went by the school to see Sherry and Diana Shay, and they told us about what was happening. All the kids were had been telling them the stories, and I asked Sherry to pray for Randy and Nancy. And so Sherry just prayed a little prayer right there, and God just covered Randy and Nancy with hundreds of particles, and just in an instant that it was all over them, and they got all excited. And I remember Nancy saying something to me like, "Man, you've been praying for us for months, and all we got is one or two little sparkles, and Sherry prays for us 2 minutes, and we got hundreds." And so anyways, it just continued on and on, and a solar architect came by, prayed for his wife for healing. She wasn't there, he was. God put gold on him. My employee, Jose, we prayed for healing of a headache. Gold formed on his hands. The UPS lady, Donna, some of you may know, she asked me to pray for a problem she had, prayed for that. Said, "Turn your hands over," and there were gold all over her hands. The solar hot water heater guy that came to fix hot water, we prayed for him with the baptism of the Holy Spirit after that. There was gold all over him. And then on August 21st, we decided to have Diana Shea's God Party number one, this Bible study, because so many kids were calling, begging for a Bible study, that we had a Bible study. And 28 kids from 17 churches came. Shea was trying to play it down. She wanted a deal that says, "Don't come unless you're really serious, no food, no fun." You know, she was afraid we're going to be inundated by too many people, you know. But anyways, we shared, and they all shared testimony about what God had been doing in their life. And then we talked about the benefits of salvation. And as they talked, I looked out in the audience of the kids, and gold started forming on the young people before we even prayed. And I could see it sparkling on their foreheads. And so I finished the discussion about salvation, and I just said, "God bless them." And suddenly all 28 of those young people were covered in the glory of God, manifest glory of God. And man, did that set the place on fire. And I mean, they started praying for each other and weeping. Some of you were in the room here, I can see. And it was a neat deal. They broke up into small groups and started praying for each other and different needs, and for family members that weren't saved, and for missionaries on the mission field, it just went wild. And that night, too, the young people got saved, and it just was electric. We're still getting good reports from the parents that are calling us and the kids. One little Baptist girl called up and says, "Best time she ever had in her life," you know. Yeah. But wow, that's a pretty good compliment. So I can go on and on with these stories. I know I've got to keep this short, but it's happened with Greg and Carol Lee Appel. They came over. God put it on them and their family. The Christian athletes meeting at the meeting the kids went to, and they all went there, and they were sitting up in the stands, and they said all night long they were covered in the golden particles. The contact with Impact began here when Nancy and Randy brought over George and Sharon. And we shared a little bit of the testimony and asked God to bless them. And it started appearing on both of them. And there was a couple of funny things. We were looking at George, and he finally got one little particle. And he was all excited. And I believe Sharon went over and put her finger on it and disappeared. You know? And we got a big laugh out of that. And then we were looking at Sharon's hands, and we weren't seeing very much. And then we looked up, and she was covered around her neck her face, in the forehead with the golden particles, and then God put more on George, and of course it was on Nancy and Randy, and it was really exciting. I might just ask, while I'm at this point, how many of you in the room have already seen this manifestation on you? Why don't you raise your hand? Wow, that's... Now, all of those, they look like it was, what, about 25, 30 people? Okay, how many of you love Jesus that raised your hand? Yeah, see? Okay, good. Well, see, that's the root. This is happening to people that love Jesus, you know, and you love Jesus and you've been seeing it. How many of you have prayed for somebody else in Jesus' name and seen the manifestation go to them? Raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, so 5 in here have already prayed for somebody else, and God has blessed others with this manifestation. That's God, and it's transferable. Anyways, as we finished with George and Sharon, we also learned that the Maxwells, Kathleen Maxwell, had the golden particles on her at your church service, and that after her daughter had shared a little bit about that, apparently... it happened, Mallory Wright, that shared with your mom, and so it's been happening over there with y'all's family. And then Richard and Linda Holcomb came, and they brought Wes Richards and his wife and family, and we prayed for them, and God put the gold all over all of them, too, and we got to see it. And so then Lowell and Betty Hendrickson came, and we prayed for them, and it happened, and Lee Kaiser and Nancy came over, and John and Peggy Setna, and just a whole lot of people here that were old friends. God blessed them with it. Katie Bress and Franklin Williamson. I've got to pray for Katie Bress out of the best out of the post office, and God covered her hands. And she looked at me and she said, "Max Griner, what'd you just do to me?" And I said, "I didn't do nothing to you. That was Jesus that did that to you." And then on 8/27, August 27th, 9:30, Bob Shattles called up, the Baptist pastor that this has been really happening to real strong, and he called up and prayed for Sherry and I, and he shared that he'd been having a vision of Jesus on a white horse returning in glory, and just like my sculpture, but his vision showed a crack in the universe, and this white horse was kicking, and sparks were flying from the hooves on the streets of gold, and those sparks were flying through this doorway in the universe and falling down on earth, and he's had this repeated dream. And so here's this Baptist pastor with this vision, and I've been given a command or commissioned by the Lord to do a sculpture of it, and we're both from Baptist, and he still is Southern Baptist, and I'm fourth generation Southern Baptist roots, so there's a connection there. But anyway, it goes on and on. I went to August the 29th, went over to Trinity Baptist Church to let Shay go to church with and sit with a little boy that she had liked and met there, and I'm sitting out there, Jessica Stone and Katie Johnson are walking to church, and I said, "Bless them, Lord, in Jesus' name." And they said, "Thank you, Mr. Griner." And they turned over the hands, and as they walked in Trinity Baptist, they had gold all over their hands. I don't know what they had to do with that after it got in there. But anyways, they had it all over them. And then I got to pray for old Nancy Blanchard that came out and lost her keys. And she said, "Let me pray that God finds your keys." And then I bless her in Jesus' name. And gold appeared on her hands, and she immediately found her keys. And I got to pray with Mike Skeen, one of the deacons there, and I said, "Mike, would you like to see the glory of God?" And he said, "Yeah." I said, "Come here, let's pray." And I said, "Look at your hands." And it appeared right there on Mike Skeen, who's one of the head longtime deacons there and a sweet man of God right there, and he got to see it. So God really wants to do this stuff. And on it goes. I probably need to just get, skip some of this, but story after story, on and on and on. Pat Edson here in town, y'all know. God put it on him when we prayed. I was at the cheerleader, went to the stadium last week to drop Shay off a cheerleader deal for the game. And all the cheerleaders came running up and telling us all the stories about what God had been doing and how they'd had gold on them all the 2 weeks. And I said, "God bless your cheerleaders in Jesus' name." They looked at their hands and all of them were immediately covered in gold dust, except one of the little girls named Natalie, and she wasn't a part of any of this, and she didn't know any of this. She looked at their hands. She looked back in the car at me and Sherry. She looked at her in those hands. She comes over to the car and says, "How did you do that?" And I said, "That's Jesus." And she says, "What do you mean?" I said, "He's coming back and it's signs and wonders." And boy, she had that puzzled look on her hands because she saw all her friends suddenly had all these golden particles all over their hands and started a fire. And anyways, we've had another Bible study. More kids. We had another 18 kids, 12 churches. God put it on all of them and blessed them. And they had all testimonies from the previous Bible study about all the things God had been doing. It's just gone on and on and on. And if I had more time, I'd give you more of the details, but I really don't. What I want to do now is get to the questions and then pray. And I probably know most of the questions a lot of you have because I've already been asked this now since March when this first started happening with us. What is it? Well, first of all, what we have, according to Texas A&M's head of the whole College of Geology and Geophysics, who is not a believer, and analyzed this stuff not knowing where it came from. I sent him two samples, and as a matter of fact, in that those things we're passing around, those are the two samples you can see there. What their scientific investigation said it was, and they used electron microscope and a lot of other things that are very sophisticated. They said that it's a plastic covered with a thin coating of metal. And the molecules are plastic-type molecules, apparently, combined to what would normally make some type of plastic. He didn't know what kind of plastic it was. He didn't know what kind of metal it was. But Guess what they make plastic out of? Oil. Who is symbolized by oil? We know the Holy Spirit. And the other thing that was rather interesting, the dust particles, the ones that we have in the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, the ones we see most commonly, all of ours were square. He said they were perfectly uniformly square. Does anybody know what's square in the Bible, based on the geometry of the square? Holy of Holies and the New Jerusalem. That's a rather interesting fact. Anyways, what we did determine was that the other piece was a bigger piece, the big one on Sherry, and it also had the basic same composition. It didn't have any chlorine molecules with it, but it was still categorized as a plastic covered by a thin coat of metal. But it was the bigger piece. So it apparently can come in a lot of different ways. It's not 24-karat gold, anything that we got. Now, maybe somebody is getting some somewhere that is, but I haven't seen any documentation on it. And if, when I asked God about this, maybe in his sovereignty, he knew that the problem of greed might come in to the body. If it was people will be able to shake their hands and their Bibles and gold falls out, not to mention danger that could happen. So at least what we know is that we don't have anything that's real gold, but we think it's something more precious than real gold because it's something created by God. And after I told the head of Texas A&M's college on this stuff where we got it, he got real quiet on the end of the phone. and I've since sent him a letter and Sharon, in that letter I basically said, doesn't a good scientist follow the evidence and the facts wherever it leads, even if it's to a conclusion that you don't necessarily like or believe in? And so pray for his salvation, because I sent him a tape and a track and a letter about the Lord. And so this really blew them away, because he'd already told me it was a created substance. He assumed we got into some man-made glitter somewhere. That's what he had assumed, some kind of a product of some, you know, that we got into. When does it appear? It appears most often when we're lifting up the name of Jesus Christ. Almost in every single case, that's when it is. Occasionally, we'll just find it when we're walking our daily walk. But during our daily walk, the Griners pray a lot and talk to God a lot, so we're kind of walking in the Spirit. But most often, we see it as we're sharing and witnessing. The common denominator is Jesus. It happens when we prayed. It happens when we praised, worshiped, witnessed, ministered, and just walk, sit, or stand. It's been showing up. It seems to be a byproduct of God being there. When we're praying for salvation, baptism, deliverance, healing, the normal things we prayed for the last 10 years, since 1989, it just shows up. And it's just a manifestation of the Holy Spirit that he's decided to let us see his manifest glory. Where does it appear? It appears everywhere. It's been on the Bibles, the purses, the books, the floors, the walls, the doors, the desks, the counters, the booths, the cars, the dog and the deer, and people. It's everywhere. On people, it usually starts off, if it's on the skin, it starts, we've seen on the hands, the arms, the faces, on the neck, but we've seen it on legs, we've seen it everywhere, and it seems to come first in like an oil, then the oil is clear, and then it turns to these golden particles as you watch it. What does it look like? 95% of it seems to be golden dust particles, 5% about has a color to it. Blue, red, green, silver, some looks like silver. About 95% of it seems to be very, very fine dust particles. You can barely see it with the naked eye, and you really have to get under strong light to see it, because it's like dust. But it does appear on the skin first, and normally when you see it form in front of you, and we've watched it form now over and over and over, usually within a minute to 5 minutes, and often there'll be a oily-looking substance that comes out of the hands, and then that clear substance then starts sparkling. And then after it hardens or dries, then you can get a piece of Scotch tape and pick it up. Can anyone see it, believers and non-believers? Yes, this is the amazing thing about this manifestation. A believer or a non-believer can see it, and that's why God is going to be using it in evangelism. Can you save it? Yes, you can save it. You can get a piece of Scotch tape. You can get it. You can put it in your Bible. Probably a lot of you have already done that. Does it come back? Yes, you can wash your hands off and ask Jesus, and it comes back. How can you see it? Get under a strong light. The best is natural outdoor sunlight. Low diffused light and fluorescence is about the hardest to see, because it's doesn't have the characteristics you need for really to see anything that sparkles. But the magnifying glass, if you don't have good eyes, is a good way to see it. If you want to see it, pray. Ask God to let you see it. How does it appear? Like I said, oil on the skin, usually 1 to 5 minutes. Sometimes it's almost instant. Other times it takes about 5 minutes of praying. You just pray and say, God, thank you. I'd like to see this in Jesus' name. And then you just ask. Is it transferable? Yes, it's transferable. People have already prayed. We've prayed. And that seems to be something characteristic that's a little unique. They told us at the revival that's happening maybe more with us than with some, that it's as we pray for other people, they get it. I don't get that much on me. Bob Shadows and Ruth Ward Heflin, they get a lot on them, but it doesn't necessarily transfer to everybody they pray for. It's on them in the church. But they've told me here last week, Dominic did, that that's kind of an unusual thing that God's doing with us. Can you stop the manifestation? Yeah, you sure can. Unbelief, if you don't want it, like my aunt, God's not going to give it to you. Church authority, if the church doesn't want it, doesn't show up. The tradition can stop it, just like any of the manifestations of the Holy Spirit. If you don't want it, you don't have to have it. Are there counterfeits out there? Yes, there are some counterfeits. There's some makeup out that the girls have, that's some kind of body lotion, the little sparkles in that. So if you see that, that may be the body lotion. Just ask. Also, some other kinds of makeup. And there's regular glitter, which you just got to watch for and look. So you just really don't know. But there are some counterfeits. Not all that you see is this manifestation. Who gets it the most? The kids seem to be getting it the most. Why is God doing this? I don't know. Maybe in the last days. I believe we are. Jesus is coming back on that white horse. This is the last day sign and wonder. It's predicted in the Bible. And I think, and I talked to this Baptist pastor, Dr. Shadows. He said that he believes this manifestation is primarily for salvation as an evangelical tool to bring people into the body of Christ. And he is leading thousands to Christ with this manifestation. When did the manifestation start? And the history of it a little bit. A lady named Sylvania, back in 1998, I believe, in Brazil, was dying of 4 cancers. Bile was coming out of her skin. She'd been to all the doctors. She'd been to the witch doctors. Some people said, can the Christians pray for you? They prayed for her, and she was healed, and gold particles started coming out of her body profusely. And then it passed to Ruth Ward Heflin, a Pentecostal lady here in Richmond, Virginia. And it's happening at all of her meetings. And she's the main person in the United States where this started. She prayed for this Baptist pastor. And now everywhere he goes, within 6 to 8 feet of him, it's thick. And so that's the revival that started in Virginia and Georgia that's going on now. And they also have a number of books out. Ruth's book on the manifestation is River Glory. Bob's book is Revival, Fire, and Glory. It's McDougal Publishing out of Maryland, Hagerstown, Maryland. 1-800-962-3684. 1-800-962-3684. But they have just, they're doing everything to follow the Holy Spirit, and it's just manifesting in their part of the world, and they've had ongoing revival ever since this started. Why has God selected us to be used as his vessels? I'm not real sure. We're not any more holy or less sinful than anybody else. We are available, though, and that's the big difference, I think. The other thing is I am working on this sculpture, Jesus Returning in Glory on a White Horse. It literally will be a banner lifted up in front of the whole world that will be seen all over the world. And by the places it's going to be going, and now that it's going to be on Trinity Network, God's going to use this to prepare the world for the coming King. And so that may have something to do with it. We're also, those of you that know us, we're willing to pray anytime, anywhere, for anyone. We don't care where. And we will not be embarrassed, and we don't care about the opinions of men. We'd rather please the Lord than please men. And I know at times I'm probably embarrassed some of you, and I apologize. But did you get blessed? You know? Okay, that's the question. What is the scripture on this? And I'm closing with this. First of all, let me explain that, we always say, where is it in the Bible? Is that the test Jesus asked us to make to determine if a person or a manifestation is from him? He didn't say go read the Bible. He said test the fruit and test the root. See if there's the fruit of the Spirit that's listed in Galatians that's there in that life. and see if that person abides in them. If he's the vine, the root, and they are out there in the branches, check the fruit. That was God's test. So just because you don't find something in the Bible does not mean God's not doing it. He's got new wine. He's doing new things, and he said he was going to, and he told us. Plus, in the New Testament, it said Jesus worked so many miracles, they couldn't put them in all the books in the world. So we don't know. But this one does have some scriptural basis that seems to point to this particular manifestation. First of all, look at the and think about the glory that was on Moses when he was in the presence of God. And that's in Exodus 34, 29 through 35. It said he came down from the mountain and he was brilliant and he glowed. And they saw something with their physical eyes about this man that had changed. And so it's possible that this was the manifestation on Moses when he stood in the presence of God. Also, the scripture in Psalms 37, 5 and 6 talks about the brilliance of your righteousness shining. And also in Psalms 45, 13, it says that the king's bride will be adorned or arrayed or dressed in gold. And then in Isaiah 61, and why don't we just turn to that one? Isaiah 61. Isaiah 60. Yes, Isaiah 60, verse 1 and 2. Let me just read that. And why don't everybody hold out their Bibles open once you find it? We're just going to pray right after this. I'm going to read this, and you might just turn to it. Isaiah 60, verse 1 and 2. It says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you." I just felt the Holy Spirit chill just then. I could go on for hours, and I know I've already over-talked my time here, but what I want to do is I want to pray for everybody, and then we'll minister and do whatever the Holy Spirit wants. And so let me just go ahead and pray for everybody right now, if I could. Lord God, we thank you for being here with us tonight. We thank you for your precious Holy Spirit. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for this wonderful sign and wonder that you're pouring out in the last days to bring people to Jesus. And I just pray now, Lord, that you'll bless the people in this room. First, I pray that you'll, any that might be in this room that don't know you as Savior, that you save them, Lord God, that tonight they won't leave this place until they've prayed with somebody in this room to receive you as Lord and Savior. So I know that's the most important thing to you. And I pray, Lord, right now that you'll bless the people. You'll bless the children and the adults and the senior adults, and I pray that you'd let them see your manifest glory on them, Lord. Even right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I just pray that you cover your children and their Bibles with your wonderful manifest glory. We thank you in advance for what you do before we even see any evidence of it. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Now, I have brought, and some of you may be able to see and might want to look at your hands now and your arms, or you might look at your neighbors. You may not be able to see it. This light is pretty terrible. I have brought a big light back there just in case the light in the church was bad, and we can plug it in and you can look under that and see if the sun's still out. You can look outside. Does anybody already see it on their hands right now? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Who else? Anybody else? 8, 9, 10. Anybody else? Okay. Well, the odds are it's probably on most of you or all of you. And I don't know how you want to do this, George, but we can plug that light in and give everybody a chance to see it. But I'll turn the meeting over to you, and I thank you for the privilege of sharing with you tonight. And what you got's from God, not from me. And the name you need to honor is Jesus Christ. So if you do that, you'll be on firm ground. Thank you. Yes. Yes. Matter. Yeah, all the way down to verse 5. Yeah, I probably should have. Yeah, what he's talking about at verse 5, it says, lift up your eyes and look about you. All assembly come to you. Your sons from afar, your daughters are carried on the altar. Oh, yeah, number 5. Then you will look and be radiant, and your heart will throb and swell with joy. Yeah, that one probably should have been said. You will look radiant, and your heart will throb with joy. Thank you very much. God bless you guys. Okay.
You've just listened to my first public testimony about the golden dust manifestation that God has been materializing in our lives since March of 1990. This particular message was given at Impact Christian Fellowship in Kerrville, Texas on Sunday night, September the 12th, 1999. After I finished my testimony at the church, I prayed for about 24 different people for a variety of different needs, including physical healing and forgiveness for things that had happened in people's lives and for a variety of other things, in addition to praying for most of the people to see this manifestation of God's glory through the gold dust. And at that point in time, not everybody had seen it on themselves. But as I prayed for individuals for probably another hour or two, after they left me, they went over under the strong light that I'd set up there at the church, since the church lights were pretty dim, and everybody got to see the glory on their clothes or on their skin. To my knowledge, everyone that came to the church that night, maybe 60 or 70 people, each person got to see the manifest glory of God in the form of this golden sparkles. All but two people actually had the golden manifestation on their skin or the clothing, as I understand. Many people got to watch it materialize on themselves or on other people, just right out of thin air, and most of the people there received the most common fine sparkles, very dust, small, hard to see dust particles. But we did have one large piece of this golden material form, and it formed on Suzanne Vincent. She was there, a visitor there with Becky Johns of Kerrville, and they came up to me in the prayer line and showed me on a piece of tape a pretty large piece of what looked like gold, and it was about 1/16 of an inch by an eighth of an inch in size, or even maybe more than an eighth of an inch, in a rectangular shape. But Becky told me that she just literally watched it form on the face of Suzanne as we prayed and got to see it appear. I was also told, even though I didn't get to see these ladies in person because I was praying, but I was also told that four ladies there at the church, Sharon Barnett, Linda Holcomb, Sharon Cummages, and her grown daughter Sarah, were all covered in gold particles on their dresses, and that when they got under the light, their dresses just glistened with hundreds of golden particles that everybody got to see. After the service was over, I began to receive calls from people about what had happened Sunday at the church, and apparently God had started a revival fire in the hearts of a lot of people, and they were busy telling other people what Jesus did for them. As a footnote, on Thursday, September the 16th, at 9 a.m., 4 days after the church service, I had stopped by John Miller's business, National Car Rental here in Kerrville, to pick up a tape copy of the service that I gave on Sunday from Chip White, who was the sound man there at the church and also worked for John. And anyways, when I walked in the business there, I greeted John, and he greeted me, and he's a fine Christian man, and I asked him if Chip had told him about what had happened at the church, and he said no, and so I saw that Chip was going to let me explain what had happened, so I just shared with John what had happened and how God had materialized these golden particles out of thin air on everybody at the church. And he was quite amazed and just said, well, that's a miracle. And I said, well, would you like to see that yourself? And he said, yeah. And I said, well, let's just pray. And so we just stepped outside in the sunshine. And I just prayed in Jesus' name that God might let John see this manifestation of his glory. And I asked him to turn his hands over. And right in front of his eyes, golden particles started forming in his hand. And I asked him to look at the other hand, and golden particles started forming in that hand as he watched, and he was just stunned. And about that time, Troy Faust came up, and he had been at the church that night, was another one of John's employees, and they said, well, while you're here, would you bless us that we sell a bunch of cars this month? And so we thank God for the manifestation of his glory, and that we prayed on other needs that they had in their business and in their life. Now, I know to you, the listener of this recording, that these stories may be a little too wild to believe, and you may be like me and perhaps are just thinking that this is just too incredible to believe, but it is true, and it is happening all over the world now, and to Christians who are praying in Jesus' name. What I'd like to do right now is, since God's with you right at this moment as you listen to this recording, I'm just going to ask God if he might let you see this manifestation of his glory wherever you are at this moment, whether you're driving in a car or you're listening to this on a recorder somewhere else. But I'm just going to pray and ask God if he would just let you see this manifestation. God, I thank you for the person that's listening to this recording right now, this testimony. I pray that your Holy Spirit would confirm the truth of what I've shared. And I just pray in Jesus' name that you would just manifest your glory right now and touch the hearts of this person that's listening to this message, Lord. And I just pray that you draw them to Jesus and you just create a hunger in them for Jesus, for your Holy Spirit, and for the Word of God. And I just pray now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you might manifest your glory on them where they can see it right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, if you just prayed that prayer with me, if you have a chance to get under some strong light right now, you might do that. Sunlight is the best, natural sunlight, because it picks up the reflection of the sparkles the best. But a strong incandescent light also can work. Fluorescent lights are the worst, but you may be able to see it if the particles are big enough under fluorescence. Just hold your hands out and look at them. And probably, it's possible that you may not see anything right at the moment, but just pray. And it may take a minute to 5 minutes praying, but just pray and ask God to let you see this manifestation of his glory. And as you look at your hands and pray, just roll your hands over and just try to catch the reflection with your with the light that you have, and wait and pray. And what will most likely happen is that you'll start to see the palms of your hands look like they're getting sweaty or oily, and a shiny liquid will come up out of your hands and on your arms, forearms. And it'll start to glisten. And as you see that liquid starting to glisten, then you'll see fine specks that will start to sparkle as you turn your hands in the light to catch the reflection. And if you keep praying, they'll probably become larger and more numerous. And usually it takes about 1 to 5 minutes before the particles form, but you'll actually get to watch it happen. And I think God lets you see when you first start praying that it's not on you, and then as you pray, you'll see it actually form in front of your eyes. It also could be on your clothes right now, or wherever you're sitting, or close to you, so you might just look around a little bit, or if you have a mirror, even look in the mirror, because it may be on your face or your forehead. If this manifestation of the Holy Spirit of God is happening to you right now, you need to give God some praise and thank Him for what He's just done and for working this miracle for you. You need to just yield to God and let Him bless you and show you how much He loves you right now. If you can get to a magnifying glass, you might want to look at these particles under a magnifying glass. And after they harden, you can actually get a piece of scotch tape and pick them up and put them in your Bible or save them in some way. But if God has just blessed you by letting you see this supernatural manifestation, He did it for a reason. And that reason is that He wants to get closer to you. If you don't have a born-again relationship with God right now, He wants that with you. And what God's talking about is He wants a relationship with you. He's not looking for a religion. He wants a personal relationship with His creation, His child. But He wants you to want Him and to seek Him and to ask for that. So if you'd like a personal relationship with the God that just lets you see this miracle, and you haven't already prayed this prayer and are not already born again, then I'd like you to pray with me. And if you do, you'll get to spend eternity in heaven instead of hell. And that's going to be a real big deal after you die. So you might pray this prayer with me if you'd like to, and then you can know that you'll be in eternity with God. God, I want a relationship with You. I want a personal relationship. I want to know You and serve You all the days of my life. I give myself to You right now. I thank You for wanting me and taking me just as I am with all my sins. I ask for Your forgiveness of all my sins, and I thank You for that forgiveness. I accept Jesus' sacrifice on the cross for me so that I don't have to pay the price for my sins. I ask You to make me a new person, a new creation, and to fill me with Your Holy Spirit so I might serve You all the days of my life. I confess that Jesus is God, and that He died for me and rose again on the third day to sit in glory with You in heaven. I thank You now, God, for saving me by the precious blood of Jesus Christ, Your Son. In His name I pray. Amen.